If you have no plans for tonight, might I suggest going to Punchline Philly? There's one show tonight. There's two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 9:45. Tonight's show is at 8 o'clock, and tickets for these shows are always available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Tonight and this weekend, you will be able to see this woman performing at Punchline Philly. She's from Saturday Night Live, a great stand-up comic in her own right, Melissa Villaseñor.
Hey, guys. Is here. What's up?
Woo! We actually have a crowd in the studio where nobody's moving.
Yeah, come on.
I love it.
ICDC. Yeah.
It's a band here. I love it. Yeah. I sing too.
Right? You know? Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know any ACDC songs?
No, I mean, only the popular ones.
So. Okay, well, they know the popular ones.
Back in black.
There you go.
Not the same.
We're going to play that later.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean...
You can sing with them.
I gotta start off here because like the very first time we saw you, and it was funny, Steve, I was telling you about seeing the Just for Laughs clip.
Yeah.
Right? And she goes, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. And embarrassing. I said, that's what got you booked on the show. And we thought it was fantastic.
Thanks. Right? I better go back then to those jokes.
Yeah. Now, where are you from?
I'm from LA.
You grew up and you're a real Californian?
I'm a real Californian.
You're so rare.
I know.
Right? You know, so you're somebody who actually has parents who live in the same state.
Yeah.
it's rare for California.
It was nice to be able to start stand-up mm-hmm. right, you know, already being there. What a treat.
Because I've been trying to pin down your accent and California
it's not,
is not
I think
one.
I made it, I'm pretty sure I made it up and then it stuck.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what happened.
Right, because that bit that we were talking about, you come out and the first thing you say is, this is the way I talk, this is what I sound like, this is not a joke.
Right? I know, it sounds like I crochet yarn and also eat it. That's what it sounds like. I like it though, I feel like I'm glad I created this, it makes me laugh. Uh-huh. It's a voice that when I talk about anything, I'm like, all right, this is going to be a fun day.
But what made you start getting into? But there was all these. There's all these voices that you do.
Yeah,
is that how your act started?
Yes. I really only did impressions when I first started, and I still do a lot of them in my stand-up today. But it's molded in a personal way, so that way there's my story involved in my life. So it's really fun and colorful. I would say.
All right. Now, does it ever in your personal life? These voices just sneak out, like you might be like on a date with somebody, and next thing you know, he's with Minnie Mouse.
sometimes I might. Sometimes a little voice might pop out, like "Yeah, let's go." I don't know. I do have a bit about how like certain voices. I do feel sexier and confident in like J-Lo.
Right.
Get a little. Hey, it's me, J-Lo. Yeah. I want to show you my booty. Mm-hmm. I want to show you my closet full of my hoop earrings. Yeah. There are little hangers. Uh-huh. Yeah, I like you. Mm-hmm. I have, like, cute ones like Kristen Wiig. Like, I am really excited to hang out with you.
Oh, my God.
That was dead
you
on.
You are so cute. So there's certain ones that, you know, that...
It's because it's so rare to find a woman who does impressions of any kind and does impressions of other women. I mean, you know, so that, you know, who else is living in there?
I don't, I've been working on Sandra Bullock because I already kind of sound like her if you think about it. You know, I have a bit where she's knocking over dominoes. Just, no, 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 no.
What was the first voice that you really ever did that popped out to you that got you started?
Well, it's the classic Britney Spears, baby. Oh, yeah. Don't let me be the last to know. You know, it's a classic. And Christina Aguilera was the next one up.
So you basically...
Dude, that's all she does. Don't go see her in concert. You can't sing along to her songs. The whole crowd's just like, oh, yeah. It's her turn.
Now, there's a reoccurring bit on Saturday Night Live. Sexy Talk? Is that what it's called? Sexy Talk? Because,
well, one was named Bedroom, one was Dirty Talk. So,
okay, all right. Yeah. All right. And are they keeping this bit alive? Because this bit is absolutely
hilarious. Keep going. I hope so. It's so fun and real to me, probably. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, really?
No, I mean, just my voice on dates I hear, I'm like, God, I hope that it's not ruining anything. But then it's like, no, it's super fun. I'm dope. but that bit is just so fun. Right. It's a blast. And, you know, the Donald Glover, I was like, woo, this is not fair for a single woman to have this hot man here.
We should explain. Oh, basically, what is it?
It's me being bad at dirty talk.
Right.
My voice, and just I keep attempting, and it's just getting worse.
Well, because the guy, whoever is the guy, is in the scene, will try to get you into dirty talk, and then you go to places that, like, no, no, you're just like, yes, you can have me because I'm six and I can't do anything about it. And I'm like, whoa.
Be mean to me. Yeah, your dad's dead.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I talk about that a bit on stage too, like just dating I can't talk like
is it,
that.
Is it difficult for you? I mean, I don't know what your dating life was like before Saturday Night Live, but now that you're on it, is it tough? Because,
I think it's always tough for everyone, but I think it's still a different kind of tough now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm hoping to just let them fly to me, you know?
And how's
I'm on
that
the
working
apps,
out?
But I'm like, this is dumb.
Are they flying to you?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Who knows?
Now, how are they flying? Are they flying like you're meeting them on the street, you're meeting them in clubs, or are they flying on Tinder?
No, I don't do the Tinder. I'm too afraid of that.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes at comedy clubs, but boy, I'm a picky one.
What? Yeah?
Why?
Yeah. Well, you know, there was one dude I dated, and I found out he liked to whistle a lot, and I said, nope.
You're like Larry David.
it's getting bad. That's how I feel. Like, I'm like in a Seinfeld episode now.
Very Seinfeld.
It's just this stuff that I don't, you know, I dated a skateboarder once and he didn't wash his hair and it stunk for, I was like, I can't, I gotta go.
That's not picky. That's normal.
Not right,
yeah, that's true.
All right.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, what is the perfect man for you?
I think a hilarious cutie. Mm-hmm. That likes to be weird and hangs out with his fam a lot, like me.
Right. Okay, well, that ruled out this whole room.
You sound like you're sort of a regular person.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, but...
Just say Donald Glover.
Nope, yeah, Donald Glover.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Because the other one we saw was with Aziz Ansari. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Not the same as a Donald Glover.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, but he was really fun.
Yeah,
he was really
but in
great.
That bit,
that was
you
exciting
had,
to do that for the first time. Too.
In that bit, you had the deep voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
It was like very strange. Right? Well, Melissa Villaseñor, you think we would get it right the second
Villaseñor.
Time? Villaseñor.
Mm-hmm.
Right, is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Punchline Philly. As a matter of fact, I've got tickets for tomorrow's 9:45 show. So if you would like to be at that, give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah,
it's
hope
great
to see
to meet
you guys
you.
There. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right, you take care.
Thanks.